Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hi, Ripperwaite. Well, this is how I'm doing. I've been waiting for our cricket season to start. You know I love cricket. And it should have started 10 weeks ago, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And for 9 of the last 10 weeks, the weather here has been really very good, sometimes unbelievably good. And here we are, finally today, the cricket season starts. England play the West Indies behind closed doors, and it's chucking it down with rain.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Adam.
I know, that's an English summer for you right there. Oh.
I'm going to have two sad boys today. You and Arabile are my cricket guys. A and A. Sorry.
It works.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so, but let's talk. Sorry, I have to swallow my schadenfreude. Let's talk about how Jair Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president who claims that it's just a flu and no one must wear masks, is currently COVID-19 positive.
Yes, just a little flu. And if I caught it, I'd be fine because I'd hardly notice the symptoms. He was talking like that not that long ago either. And all the way through the pandemic, and Jair Bolsonaro, as we now know, has tested positive for coronavirus, has a high fever, is feeling unwell. Although he's kind of trying to pretend that he's not, that he's all fine, because after all, this is really something that's coming back to bite him. It's only, I think it was at the weekend, that there he was with a whole bunch of other Brazilian ministers, the American ambassador. They were having a 4th of July thing, not a mask in sight, arms around each other, lots of photos. All those other people presumably are now having tests, including the American ambassador. Apparently, Jair Bolsonaro has joined the Donald Trump camp and is taking hydroxychloroquine.
This, oh, my God.
Drug that people, most experts, I'd say certainly 99% of experts, believe absolutely does nothing to help coronavirus or indeed hinder coronavirus.
Some have indicated that it can kill.
That it can be dangerous just to take it willy-nilly. He's taking it, and he's a very controversial figure, Jair Bolsonaro, around the world, but particularly in his own country in Brazil. And there are people who are sort of noticing the irony of him getting bitten on the bum, as it were, like this. And indeed, there's an article in a newspaper in Sao Paulo which says, "Why I'm cheering for Bolsonaro to die." He is that controversial a figure, and his decisions about coronavirus and blocking lockdowns and social distancing and other things have really been very controversial in a country that's been massively hit by this virus.
I mean, let's say we disagree on political views. 1.674 million people have coronavirus in Brazil, which is like just over half of the USA and about double the third highest numbers in India. India has 1 billion people plus. They only have 740,000. These guys have 1.6 million, and it has a lot to do with those policies. And then 67,000 deaths.
Almost. Yes, it's a lot of deaths, isn't it?
I don't want him to get ill. I don't want him to get deadly, but I kind of want him to have enough pain that he has to retract his statements.
Well, I suppose that's it. If you want you want your leader to take something seriously that seems to be so serious, and I suppose most world leaders have not had the coronavirus, good on them. But you wonder if maybe, for instance, the fact that Boris Johnson caught the coronavirus and got it really quite badly, maybe that's affected his thinking in order to be more patient about the lockdown, in order to introduce measures that feel more stringent. I don't know. Sometimes they need a little dose of something, don't they, world leaders, even if it's only common sense.
Spoonful of sugar helps a bit. Okay, moving on. China's new diseases. Talk to me. I'm so scared. I mean, they've now confirmed the bubonic plague in China. What?
I know. Just to say those words, hang on a moment.
Right.
Yeah, so bubonic plague found a herdsman who had come across from Inner Mongolia. So obviously this is the point. I mean, we're in remote China where it joins up with Mongolia. But nonetheless, the fact that bubonic plague has been found, it's thought that it may have also transmitted itself away across India, Myanmar, Pakistan, but only in a very small way. And Bubonic plague actually is one of those weird ones that absolutely makes us shiver and seize in a way that most things don't, because it can be that scary. But of course, it's also containable. I mean, we know that even from medieval times, it was contained just by geography. But at the same time, they've also reported dengue fever in China. On the same day of bubonic plague, they now have reported dengue fever in eastern China. Again, somebody falling ill. This is something spread by mosquitoes. The other one might have been spread by eating dodgy meat again. Oh, boy. So, I don't know. Can the world just stop eating bats and squirrels and whatever else?
I hate it on Earth. It's awful here. I hate it here. I really do. Like, it's so messy.
You're going back to your home planet soon, are you?
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to figure one out. So talk to us also about Hollywood in the High Court.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is going to last 3 weeks. But it's amazing what happened in the first day. The film stars Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, his ex-wife.
Oh.
They've been in court in London because he's suing the Sun newspaper for alleging that he beat her up. And basically, Johnny Depp has turned the tables. And on the first day of this High Court action, he accused Amber Heard of being the abuser, of punching him in the face on a plane, of throwing bottles of vodka at him. He says that severed his finger, that she left a poo in his bed. There are all sorts of previous allegations of assault reported against him by the Sun, and reported as fact, I suppose that's the trouble. His drug and alcohol taking were also listed in court, as was hers, touched upon as well, and Depp and Heard entered and left by separate doors. There is no love lost between the two of them anymore, of course. So we've got their reputations on the line, but also the reputation of the Sun newspaper. They're the ones who were theoretically in the dock on this and whether or not they committed libel. But I don't know if there was a bit too much detail on the first day.
Is yeah, I'd say that's a tough day at the office for that poor judge. Adam, as I recall, she was the one who released screen grabs of her texts talking about how he is the one who's beating her. Is he holding her accountable for any libel?
I don't believe he is. No, I think his action is against the Sun newspaper.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's he said, she said, isn't it? But I don't know. I don't think his libel goes against her.
So critical, because, you know, gender-based violence is such an issue, and very quickly are victims silenced, and yet at the same time, this undermines the whole broader movement. If there are false kind of accusations, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And of course, Johnny Depp is our, you know, our childhood poster boy, from Edward Scissorhands all the way through to Jack Sparrow. So I want him to be innocent. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Adam. Catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you.